Jai Jai Radha. Thank you, Ganga, for opening the shrine for us. Welcome, everyone. Just going to make sure you're muted so we can. Yes. Welcome to newcomers as well. I think there are a couple. Well, just we'll share a meditation and then we'll have a little bit of time for a conversation. It's a small group tonight, so. And it's solstice and it's almost Christmas and it's that time of the year where I feel like we need each other more than ever. It's dark out there. So come close. And when you're ready, you can allow your eyes to close. In fact, it's solstice in a couple of days, isn't it? It's the time to descend and to be embraced by the darkness and the silence. And paradoxically, it can be one of the most hectic times for some of us, running around like mad people. So come in, settle down. Make sure your bodies are comfortable. And nothing's going to happen, nothing exciting. So you can tell your mind, it can actually sort of relax because there's really nothing that's going to be delivered that will sort of change the course of our lives. And the same with your sweet bodies, they can relax. Each one of our body can relax. We're not going to manufacture anything new for the body. It's rather the opposite. We're going to maybe, hopefully, place the body back in its natural habitat. Which we could say is a quality of welcoming. And for your heart, you could perhaps be open to the possibility that when you gather like this, when we gather like this, your heart, my heart, our hearts sort of, it's almost like they can hear the frequency of the gathering, even virtually. Suddenly, there's a resonance. And you could say we are resonating together with the invisible. Or if you prefer, with God. Or with the mystery. Or you can allow your own sacred word. To emerge. So there's nothing to do. And the body can be a body. It doesn't have to stop being a body. It can continue to flow and to protest if it's not comfortable, if it's a suffering body, it can continue to do whatever. A body, your body, my body does. When we meditate, we don't stop life. We don't turn the tap off. It's more that we widen the aperture of our presence. To include the totality of our experience moment by moment. But that's not a doing, it's more like a recognizing that that is already the case at the deepest level. Our presence and God's presence is perfectly aligned. And I say at the deepest level, so I'm also fully aware of the more relative quality of our presence. that is conditioned by preferences, by beliefs, by the circumstances of our lives, by the current feeling tone, by all sorts of things. But if we dive deep, deep, all the way down deep, away from the waves and currents of our daily lives, we find another quality. Always. A quality that is open. Quality that doesn't have preferences. A quality that doesn't refer to past. Or project forward. It's a quality that's too busy being, just being. And if you want an image that you can translate into a sort of sensation, you could imagine this depth of presence like a dark womb. Full of vibration, potential. But then let go of the image, let go of any ideas. Let my words come, but then go. Maybe you can rather feel the quality, feel the vibration of what is being evoked. In this presence, all is welcome. The welcoming is global. It's not a welcoming that It's not a welcoming that's attending to what's what. My teacher used to say benevolent indifference. This welcoming presence, like a mother, a super mother. The mother of all mothers, she knows. She knows her creation. She doesn't need to attend to what's what. Everything that is experienced is by nature welcome. It need not be labeled. Everything is a child of creation. Every thought, every sound, every sensation, every feeling, every tension, every pulsation, every breath, every flower, every tree, everything, every molecule. Nothing is excluded. And it's not something we can understand with the mind. So you don't need to take a hold of my words and sort of check them. Fact check them with your mind. Or if you find yourself doing that, let that be welcomed as part of the great garland of creation. And for the person that we each are, it's not always easy to immediately be permeated with this quality, to let go. Usually when we sit like this, we may feel the quality of openness, of borderlessness, of welcoming. And at the same time, we feel the person that we came as and that we still are. And I've spent so many years sort of thinking it was one or the other, trying to make it one or the other and failing miserably, of course. So don't feel you have to change anything at all. You get to remain a person, a Hilka, an Ellen, a Eugenia, Maike, a Ganga. But when you're in the shrine, when we're in the shrine, in this kind of gathering, in this intention, the wave that we are reconnects with the totality of the ocean. So, yes, a Ganga, an Ellen, a Maiku, a Hilka. But we could add Ganga Ocean, Ellen Ocean, Maiku Ocean, Hilka Ocean. Everybody gets that tag. None of us are fragments. So whatever in your experience right now contributes to the feeling of being a fragment, of being separate, of suffering, be it a feeling, a belief in the mind, a sort of diffuse emotional atmosphere, a resistance, an absence of happiness, whatever it is right now that contributes to believing yourself to be a fragment. Just know, just recognize that that experience is included in the global welcoming. Completely and wholly as it is. It has a place in creation. It's not a mistake. Sometimes just that, just hearing that or recognizing that can melt something. Suddenly, that feeling of separation, of isolation, becomes more alive. If it's a bodily sensation or feeling and it's allowed to flow, it's perhaps seen to appear in something bigger. Just like the sound of this voice is flowing, everything is flowing, always. Her creation is not static. And when we suffer, something seems to be static. Something has crystallized in the body or the mind or both. I am suffering. And if we're lucky, sooner rather than later, she takes us back in her embrace. She takes the feeling back into her embrace. Doesn't mean she makes it disappear, by the way. Maybe it deepens and intensifies. But somehow it loses its fragmented. Quality. It rejoins the chorus. Your depression, your anxiety, your fear. Your tension. And I'm talking a lot tonight, but maybe let's feel our bodies a bit. Just bring your attention to your bodies and without opening your eyes, just gently let your body be moved. Very, very slow. Your spine, your head, you don't do it. It's these invisible hands are moving your body, and your body's sort of made of clay, and your head is included, and your breath is relaxing, your spine is undulating, your arms, they might be moving a little bit, your legs, if they want to move. Just see what happens if you allow. Hello, body. And then very, very slow and gentle, let the body be returned to a sense of stillness and alignment. See what happens. Don't do it. Let it happen. Very slow, the pelvis. Feel your pelvis if it's allowed. How does it settle on the earth? And your hips and thighs and legs, how do they connect with the earth? And you know nothing about what that looks like, what it is. It's just a sensation, a feeling, and feel your spine. Just say, hi, spine, how are you? And how would you like to be right now? Let's see. Yes, I know. You can say, yes, I know it hurts. It's uncomfortable because of so many things, but still, hello. Look, you say, you're surrounded with openness. And the earth under you is porous and supportive. And feel your head. Don't remember your head, just feel your head, which means maybe barely feel your head, and maybe more like a helium balloon, and it's floating on top of your spine. Hello, face, brain. You have no memory of your face. You have no idea, just a sort of cacophony of sensations that we call my face, your eyes, your temples, your nose, your cheeks, your lips, your mouth, your chin, your ears, your teeth, your gum, your tongue. Let them dance. Feel you don't have a face in this moment. Your face is darkness, deep, vibrant darkness. That's your face. Sensations of the person's face can bathe in the darkness. And again, a bit of movement. Just see what happens. Luscious. Feel the, whatever it is that moves the body, she likes to feel and sense and taste the textures, the temperatures, the breath, the spaces. Now feel this time without opening your eyes, that there's no right or wrong. Your arms are sort of floating away from your torso. There's plenty of space all around. And your arms are lifted for you. There's no weight. Just let them float. Or you could visualize or imagine or feel the arms, the body in water, warm water. So the arms are just floating to the surface. Fingertips, palms. Yes, and what's happening with the arms? They're like plants. Let them flow, the spine, the head, the breath, and then again, everything, without you doing it, everything coming back to the dark womb, very slowly, as if you were dissolving the body back to its source, feeding the body back to you. You're the darkness, and here comes the body, and you eat the body. You eat the weight, the legs, the shoulders, the arms. The face, the neck. Hello, body. Feel those layers, so much tension in the body, so much tension. Let's not pretend. Pretending is a form of resistance, trying to spiritualize the body too quickly. It's more like a courageous willingness to feel the body as it is. But that which feels the body is gentle, kind, dark. Open. Ah, and the breath. Breath is always a helpful ambassador. Taste your breath. The in breath. Bringing in some of this dark vibration into the body. With the out breath, well, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? Feel free to take nice deep breaths and even to make a sound with your exhale in your own time. Don't push, don't anticipate, just let the wave of the breath in. Ah. Everything is sort of flowing and soft and sensual, including the breath. Yes. Now bring your forearms off your lap. Your upper arms just stay alongside your torso. Your hands completely relaxed, a little doggy posture. But keep your eyes closed so that you don't have any visual, just the raw sensation. The raw sensation, so alive. Temperature, tingling of the fingertips. And so many more sensations that don't even have a name. Feel that the body is not a bag for the person. The body lives as life in something very mysterious. It's all very mysterious, despite these words that seem to know something. Really, I have no clue. And now feel, without doing anything, effortless, the shoulders like two clouds rise up towards the ears. Don't do it. Very slow, going up, smooth, going up. Going up, don't let the mover come in. He/she stays out of the picture. No mover, just sensation. And now, slowly, gently, you allow the shoulders to slide down, sliding down, moving down, melting down. You don't have any idea. You're just tasting your shoulders. They're liquid, thick. Yes, more down, more, just letting go of your shoulders. And now let your forearms fall down or gently into your lap. And very slow, it's all one movement, rounding your spine, round your spine, unless it's leaning against the back of a chair, but you might want to move forward. So that you can make a rounded spine, your lower back and middle back making contact with the space behind, very sensual. And your belly is free to move with the breath. Is that the case? Is it allowed? Are you allowed to feel your pelvis, your genital area, your sexual area, your hips, your anus? All of that so alive, a little bit forbidden, except on special occasions. I exaggerate. But we do mostly live up in the head area most of the day. And it's really good to take the elevator straight down to the pelvis. And just stay there for a bit. Feel. Don't make it right. Feel what's there, even if it doesn't feel right. Yes. And then very slowly, from the pelvis, from the sort of root of the pelvis, feel a little flame of energy rising, licking the belly, licking the torso slowly from the root, slowly up the torso, so that as you feel this sensual licking flame of energy, the torso rises just a bit. Nothing martial. Ah, breath is free. Hello, body. Hello, pelvis. Sensuality. Yes, now very slowly, like a ghost. The torso turns towards the left side. Don't do it. Let it happen. Just turning. Don't do it. Don't push. It's not a stretch. And let your hands maybe rest one on top of the other on your left thigh. And once the posture is sort of created, then you empty it. Empty it completely in all directions. Be the space in which this posture is emptied. And you, as the space, as the openness, you don't have any expectation. You couldn't care less. You're just enjoying whatever presents itself. And the body has been emptied. The face, the shoulders, the lower back, the heart, a heavy heart. Letting the body come undone. Yes, now slowly the torso travels towards the right side. Very slowly, don't do it. Taste it. Smooth. Ironing it out of any sign of the doer mover. And then you place your hands on your right thigh and you wait for the posture to take shape, and then you surrender everything to the space all around. And then you can be the space. Borderless, with things floating in you, including the sound of Ellen's voice. Or you can be the body, the person, and feel that you are in her embrace or in his embrace, doesn't matter, or in the embrace. Yes, and then let the torso come back to center or to wherever it likes to come back to. Ah. Make sure if the body, if you're sitting cross-legged, then you need to extend your legs or stand up, or at any moment you can do whatever feels right, but honoring the quality that is being pointed towards. Let's move the head a little bit. Maybe that making circles with the neck, very slow. Instead of living inside the head, live as the space. Feel the movement is. Space moving in space. It's just space. Silence moving in silence. Yes, and now the other way. Nobody doing it. It's all just sensation, feeling. And if there is a doer, then let that doer be very connected to the totality. And then let the head all by itself come back But it's not all by itself. It's a cosmic movement. Everything's a cosmic movement. Nothing is by itself. Just feeling the coming and the going of the breath now. Very gently, just letting the in-breath be directed to any area of your body, of your emotional body, or energy body, or physical body. That might need a caress. And with the out breath, just seeing what happens. Feeling the out breath, the exhale, like a return back to the source. See if you can allow this breath to be like a prayer or a ritual, a purifying ritual or a healing ritual. Each in-breath arising fresh without any effort, no need to pull, more like receive the inhale. Let it permeate where it needs to permeate. The out-breath, not a pushing out. It's completely organic. There's thinking, agitation in the mind. You can direct the inhale right into the feeling of thinkingness, which usually is located in the head. And feel this is sacred. It's not just mechanical, a ritual. The breath. And the breathing imbued with a mystery. Nobody breathing, maybe just breathing. Unlocated breathing. Maybe feeling that it's every molecule of space that is breathing in unison. Now, don't do anything. Don't pay any attention to breath or anything in particular. Just abiding together. With this vibration, in this vibration, and maybe as this vibration, dark, deep. Silent. And maybe Ganga will grace us with another chant. Make yourselves comfortable to receive it. Either you can join in, or you can lie down or lie back.
Oh.
Thank you, Ganga. Thank you, everyone, for accompanying me and Ganga and the meditation. And let's take a few minutes, 5 minutes, maybe trying to stay in this quality, and we come back for a gentle conversation. See you in a few minutes. It's a bit like a pre-Christmas calendar, these little squares. I probably said that last year. I have a vague memory. I said it is a bit like that, isn't it? Hilka, you were the first one to reappear. So you must be whatever day that is. Welcome back. So we have 20 minutes or so. Just if anybody wants to speak, share, ask, feel very free. It's a very intimate group tonight, so you could just go ahead and unmute yourselves. I don't know if anybody's new. Is anybody new? Maria, did you just, are you going to speak? Hi, Maria.
Ciao.
Ciao. Did you want to say something?
Well, just wanted to thank you and say how beautiful together. I have difficulty in expressing any, it's just my gratitude, my love, and wishing everybody nice festivity. I don't know how it's say in English.
That's nice.
Yes, and warm and love and good company. Yes.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank
Thank you. Same to you from all of us.
you. Thank you.
Take
Yes.
good care.
Thank you, Ellen. Thanks, Ganga. And thank you for again for the whole year. And it's been difficult for many of us, but it has been also very beautiful. And
How are you doing, Hilka?
I'm doing quite well, actually, energy-wise. Not so much in the practical wise, there are challenges, but the energy wise is so much more precious. I'm so grateful.
I'm glad.
And this has been a huge support for that.
Yeah, I'm
For
glad.
praying. Yeah, the body is very grateful for this. And thanks also, Eugene,
Yeah.
and all of you friends.
Thank you, Hilka. Take care. See you next year. Yeah. Has been a few years this Tuesday evening meeting now. And some of you were there. Well, Hilka, you were there right from the beginning. A lot of the usual people are not here tonight, but there's a sort of core group that has been there for years. And if anybody, for the newcomers, this moment where we talk, it's really open. You know, you can sh ask a question. You and we sometimes we stay silent for the whole time. But don't be shy because you're new. Not, you know, you might want to ask something. You know, don't be shy. I do wish we had a physical place we could all gather regularly.
I'm going to continue a little bit more about my experience because
Yes.
when I began with you, it was more like that grace was caressing the tensions and they kind of remembered and started to open. But now it's more like there is something within, inside of the tension, which is awake and stillness and shining. And even if it is there is a even if there is pain or uncomfortable pressure, but there is simultaneously that stillness inside of that which is holding and relaxing it. So it has made a like a big difference. And it's not always like that, but when it is like that, it's so precious. It's like the whole body is like a condensed stillness.
Yeah, that's lovely. Condensed stillness. I love
So it has been the shrine effect for sure.
It has what?
Shrine effect.
Shrine effect, the shrine effect.
Yeah, the transmission of effect of
I
friendship
think I
and
do think,
gathering.
being together is powerful. There's an inertia to the belief in separation that's very, very strong. And so it's, I think coming together with a sacred intention is just that, or even if we were to sit silently, just to be together in the intention that brings us here, which we may all formulate differently, but it's more or less in the same register, you know, a longing for presence, or it's coming from presence wanting to commune with presence, or whatever, however we may speak it, when we come together with that, it is powerful. But virtually, words are more necessary because we can't really, you are looking at a screen, which, however beautiful the screen is, and it is made out of the same stuff as everything else. But Hilke, I'm really glad and love the way you're describing how to begin with it's the caress of the density, but then the next stage is to discovering, as you say, the density is shining with the very same.
And then when like Ganga was playing and singing, it recognizes inside and it's like the stillness is enjoying the movement and the sound vibrations. It's just so
Wonderful.
can't put words on that.
Thank
Thanks
you.
again.
Helen, do unmute yourself.
I think, have I done it? Yeah.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, to say thank you. And as you're talking about that the inertia of separation and how surprisingly difficult it is in isolation to reach that gentleness again. And I found tonight that I've had a week where I've been into a bit of self battle and then this sort of the self violence that comes with trying to get back to something.
Believe me, I know, yes.
And it can build because you get the secondary thing of why can't I get there? And then you get the third thing of why am I beating myself up about not getting them before you? Exactly. It goes on and on, and you can't break it. So it really broke it tonight for me in a really nice way. And by the end, I lay down with the beautiful singing, and the quality of your words and then the quality of the singing was so gentle that it brought, I then found my own gentleness towards me again. Really lovely. Yeah.
It's curious that it's a puzzle to me because I'm the same, and I'm sure maybe many of us, that when we're on our own and we get to a certain degree of suffering, even if it's sort of low grade suffering, that very chronic, it seems to be quite difficult. As my teacher, Francis, my teacher, used to call it the perfume, the perfume of silence, the perfume. And it really takes sometimes a gathering. It really does. And maybe that's just the way it is. And we need to seek each other out. But anyway, I'm glad you came, Helen. Is it your first time? I don't think so. No.
But the words make, and as you say, a physical gathering is one thing, but the words manage to cross a lot of distance as well.
Well, that's, I'm glad to hear that. I think it can be also helpful, yeah. Maybe you can try talking to yourself,
I know. It's difficult not to come away from this with a bit of a desire to take away a key. But in a way, that is also just another thought, another controlling. I'm not sure there is one to, but yeah.
But just know that longing is precious. That longing, you didn't manufacture that longing. And then it gets shrouded with, I want this to stay. But at the heart of that is a very pure longing, which is very innocent and very, very genuine, and it will never leave you. It might get covered up at times, but I don't think you need to worry. It will, and suffering seems to be part of the course of this life. Whatever some spiritual people may say, I really do think that it's not about ending suffering. So perhaps we can also maybe also light a candle symbolically in those moments where you're completely buried, instead of wanting to get out of the rubble of your, just light a candle and just maybe just say yes to it. Just say yes, okay, this must be important since it's here, even this. And also another thing I sometimes do is to remember that I am not alone suffering, because suddenly one's suffering becomes very magnified and we feel nobody else is suffering, but plenty of, so maybe to feel the community of those who suffer. And I don't know, anyway, I would find tricks, as many tricks as you can, because even if it is a bit of a doing and I want to, it's still also a very sane and genuine,
it's a good doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, take care, and you're not alone, ever. Where are you, by the way, in the world?
I'm in Gloucestershire.
Oh, you're not far.
No.
Yeah. Thank you. Rose, I'm sure you have something to say. That beaming face of yours.
I almost just said it. Just loving. I don't have the words anymore, but just the sharing the beauty right now with everybody. Each of us being together. It's beautiful. That's all.
Thank you, Rose. How are you doing, Doris? With all this spiritual talk, are you miserable and struggling? And
yes, it's a matter. And I was just thinking, I was thinking, what if she calls on me? What if she wants me to say something? And I was feeling anxiety.
Oh.
But then I thought, well, I'll just tell the truth.
Yeah.
And at that very moment, you called me, my name. Yeah, I've been going through a lot of suffering and pain for about 6 months now, or that friend I mentioned quite a while ago that didn't want to be friends anymore. And yeah, it's just been so painful. And just this, but I always think there's something wrong, you know, with I shouldn't be suffering. What's wrong with me? I made a mistake. That's true. But, and just this morning, I thought, okay, instead of resisting it so much, which I've been doing, I just thought, okay, I'm just going to lean into it and let it be as long as it wants to be.
Well, that's a good. I think we've inherited this sort of belief from the sort of biblical tradition that if you suffer, it's because you did something wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's true. You know, there are things that are not, it's not always a sort of cause and consequence. It's just so maybe it's good what you decided this morning, just to trust this circumstance. And it doesn't, you don't need to draw a conclusion about yourself.
Right.
Just stay open.
But what I keep wondering is, you know, like in the vagus nerve where there's the states, the freeze state and the fight and flight and all that. So I'm perennially caught in the freeze state. So I have depression and so forth. So I thought, well, maybe if I work with the vagus nerve, then I can reach that place of peace. And but then I thought, well, that's kind of manipulating. Maybe I should just stay with the suffering. So,
well, you could do all of it. You know, you just play like a child. You know, like, imagine you're a child who's got a boo-boo. The child's going to do whatever it takes to go run to his mother, run to his father, go to the medical cat. Just let yourself explore different things. There's and maybe at times stop if you can, or come back here, and then when you're here you can stop a bit. And when you're here, maybe feel that you're laying in the lap of the mother, you know, and she's taking care of it, and you get to have a break, because it's a lot to be an individual and have to tend to all aspects of our suffering. It's like, Jesus Christ, what a job. And sometimes we get really, we're at a loss, you know, what to do. So and it's only, I think, when we can rest a bit more deeply in the now that we connect again to the all is well and nothing needs to change place. But we do need to somehow find ourselves sinking a little bit deeper, sort of under the threshold of the mind that thinks it should be like this and not like that. And so come back, Doris.
Yeah.
You're lovely.
Thank you. What was the last thing?
You're a very good person. It's obvious.
Thank you. The same to you, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lavishing. Take care. Well, I'll be back second week of third week. The third week we'll have, because wait, let me look, because I want to say when I'll be back here at this particular location. Yeah, it won't be till the 16th of January, because I'd come back on the 9th, but it will be too late. So a big break. So don't forget the shrine, because otherwise I'll be very lonely without all of you. And take care. You can always email if you want to ask or be in touch. Thank you very much, Gangamma, for blessing us with your voice.
Thank you, Anna.
Feel free to unmute yourself to say hi and bye and Merry Christmas or Merry whatever.
Yes,
Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye, Zuzu. Stuart, was that your first time? Stuart, I don't think I've seen you before. Yes. Welcome. Nice to have you with us. Anna, have you been? I can't tell who you are either because
Yeah,
it's dark.
I was a bit in the dark. No, I've been here before.
You've been
Thank
here
you so
before,
much.
yeah. Very welcome. And Micah, had you come before?
I hadn't actually been
Okay.
in one of these meetings, so I'm really
Nice.
happy to.
Nice to have you
Very
too.
excited. Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, be well. Take care. Big hug.
A beautiful holiday.
Happy Merry everything to
Yes.
everybody.
Happy
Bye
New Year.
bye. Thank you so much.
Whatever.
Thank you, Ganga.
Ciao,
Merry
ciao.
Christmas.
Happy
Happy New Year.
Happy bye, Remco.
My friend.
Bye,
Hi,
Rose.
everyone.
Hi,
Hi,
Ellen.
Sandra,
Hi,
behind.
everyone.
Bye, Kyra.
Bye,
Take care.
Kyra.
Bye, Magdalena. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Yes.
Take care. I'm going to end the meeting now.
Thanks, Rosen.